بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We bring the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that were read in the janaza salah. At the time when somebody passes away in the janaza salah, what du'as Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made. So today's du'a is the du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, and it's a du'a that all of us make. So this is a good chance to understand the meaning of the du'a that we normally read in the janaza salah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وأبي قتادة وأبي إبراهيم الأشهل عن أبيه وأبوه صاحبي أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه reports أبو قتادة رضي الله عنه reports أبو إبراهيم الأشهل reports from his father who was also a صحابي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم shows how many صحابة reported this particular دعاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه صلى على جنازة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم performed جنازة performed صلاة upon a person is a sahabi. فَقَالَ أَلَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِحَيِّنَا وَمَيِّتِنَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on that occasion he made this dua. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive our living and forgive our dead. From this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we go, we'll see, it shows that heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His heart was such a huge heart, such a expensive heart, such an accommodating heart, that on this occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always make dua for the ummah. But on this occasion, he taught us such a dua that we make, that it includes everyone. And sometimes we can, for example, a person has got an arm dawah, dawah for everyone, suppose everyone is invited. There is one way of inviting everyone. And one is you take every person's name and you invite them, specifically this person, that person, that person, whoever you can think of. And whichever family you can think of, you put. So this dua shows us how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's heart was, how he thought of every single person when this dua was made. So he starts off, Allahumma khir li hayyina wa mayyitina. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive our living and forgive our dead. Wa saghirina wa kabirina. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive our young and forgive our old. Wa dhakarina wa unthana. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive our males and forgive our females. Wa shahidina wa ghaibina. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive our present and forgive those that are absent. Allahumma man ahaytahu minna fa ahiya al-Islam. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that you cause to live, cause them to live upon Islam. Now, Islam, normally, the difference between Islam and Iman, Islam got to do with the outward actions. For example, Salat, Zakat, Hajj, a person performing Ibadat, outward Ibadat, all that got to do with Islam. And Iman has got to do with the heart. So, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that you cause to live, وَحْيِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, cause them to live so that they can practice the deen, the outward actions of deen. And then Rasulullah sallam makes his dua further, وَمَنْ تَوْفَيْتَهُ مِنَّا فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that you cause to pass away from us, فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ, cause him to pass away upon iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the word also. Such a beautiful way, changing the word from Islam to iman, because the person that passes away, now he can't perform zakat. He can't give zakat, he can't make hajj, he can't perform salat anymore. But the thing that will carry him now is his iman. So therefore Rasulullah changed it. فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, force him to pass away with his iman. Because his iman is the thing now that is going to carry him. Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not deprive us of this sawab of this patience that we are enduring. At this moment, this person we have lost. Our sati, we have lost our friend, it may be a relative, it may be a father, it may be a child, it may be a neighbor, it may be somebody very close to us. La tahrimna ajra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not deprive us of the reward of the sabr that we're making. In other words, let us get full reward for this patience that we're enduring. Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu wa la taftinna ba'dahu. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not cause us to go into any trials after this person has passed away. What it means is very often it happens that when the senior of the family is alive, and when the senior goes away, that's when all the problems start. People will say, once the father was alive, everybody was unity in the family, there was a lot of muhabbat in the family. When the father went away, then all the problems started, because now that senior person was gone. This is the beauty of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One person was telling me recently, that when his mother was alive, he would go every day to meet his mother and take the duas of his mother. The moment his mother passed away, all the problems he could see were starting to come. Even in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes in the riwayat, that upon the death of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, many trials and many fitnas started coming, and many fitnas started lashing this ummah upon the death of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. It shows when they are pious amongst us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakat of the pious people that are amongst us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps away fitnas and keeps away trials. When they go, then not of fitnas, not of trials, not of problems start. Therefore we should appreciate and value those people that are around us, especially our pious and our seniors, value them, because on account of them, very often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saving us from difficulties, from hardships and trials. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making this dua, وَلَا تَفْتِنَّا بَعْدَهُ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not put us into any trials after this person is born. Such a beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we mentioned, that these duas we should try and learn them and try and read it with meaning. Very, very simple. The first part of it, just to quickly recap. Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive our living and forgive our dead. Wa saghirina wa kabirina. Saghir means young. Forgive our young. Kabir means old. Forgive our young and forgive our old. Wa dhakarina wa unsana. Dhakarina means our male and unsana means our female. Wa shahidina wa ghaibina. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive those that are present. Forgive even those that are not even here in the janazah salah. They're not present. Forgive them also, those that are absent. Allahumma nahidu minna fahiyya al-Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever you cause to live, cause him to live upon Islam. Wa man tawafaytahu minna fatawafahu al-Iman. And who you cause to pass away, cause him to pass away upon Iman. Allahumma la tahrimna ajra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not deprive us of the reward, of the sabr that we're making on this occasion. Wa la taftinna ba'da. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not put us into any trials after this person now has left. Such a beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other day we were doing a dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in janazah that he would recite. Allahumma ghsilhu bil ma'i wa salji wal barad. Do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wash this person with water, wash him with snow and wash him with hail. And the explanation that we gave there was that the athar and the effect of guna is heat. And how when a person has got a fever, a person is restless. Because of that fever, he feels very restless. So like that, guna is linked to Jahannam. Guna has got ta'alluq with the fire of Jahannam. Shaitan also got ta'alluq with fire. Well, he's created from fire. So guna and sin has got a link with heat. Has got a link with the fire of Jahannam. So ulama explain, when a person commits a guna, then a certain type of heat comes in the heart. That grime also comes in the heart, but with that some garmahat, some heat comes in the heart that causes this person to become restless. Like on how his body temperature goes up, he gets restless. Like that, when this heat of guna is in the heart, this person is continuously restless. He's bedchen. All the time he can't find peace. Why he's got this heat of guna in his heart? So therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wash him with water, wash him with snow, wash him with ice. So even that effect of the heat of the guna is completely wiped off from this person. This person is completely clean. This is the beauty of the dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore we should try and refrain all the time from gunas, because that guna is only going to create restlessness in us. It's not going to make us feel happier. It's like a person who's got a fever, and now he's keeping himself more warm, and he's only increasing his fever. He's doing all those things that will increase him. It only increases his restlessness. It doesn't make him feel any happier. Therefore the idea is to give up gunas, make doba for our gunas, and then automatically we'll feel that sukoon, that calmness, that peace, that happiness that we all are looking for. Allah forgive us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.